Next case.
Case number 13016, Brett Cox seeks a special use for a private garage for more than 4 automobiles and with a floor area of more than 900 square feet in a residential district. Sections 115-40C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Caroline Road. The 911 address is 30130 Caroline Road in Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 91. We have no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail return.
Good evening. Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Brett Cox, 30145 Bayshore Road, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case, sir.
So I guess this exception will not substantially affect the adversity of the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. I don't that it would. This building is on approximately 16 acres. It is 400 or 500 feet from any main road. Excuse me. We put that building up and basically have it pretty much full. Two boats, two vehicles in there, and we would like to put the second building to the right of it with a breezeway so that the camper would fit. The camper won't fit in the building because of the door height, but it would fit under the breezeway with no door. There's really nothing around other than the field. Like I say, the adjacent property, the main road, Sandy Cove Road, which is 400 or 500 feet away from that building. And excuse me, across the road is Bayshore Mobile Home Park as well. We kept the building back off of the property line, I believe at 35 feet to give us plenty of room away from the property line. I, in a way, I guess I'm blessed, in another way, a curse. I have been fortunate enough to have quite a few items. I believe we had emailed a list of things that I acquired from family that have passed, and just like to get them inside, some of which have been outside and some of which have been stored in other buildings, that we would just like to get everything together in one place and to keep it from deteriorating. My father struck up, spent a lot of money to have it restored. My grandfather's Suburban, I will have a lot of money in it as well. And, the building that we put up, I've pretty much used for my own things, a couple boats, a couple vehicles, and I actually have a couple of other vehicles that are mine as well. And we didn't make it deep enough to get the one boat is 24 feet plus the motor plus the hitch. So that is the reason for the depth. And then this small equipment we want to put in the back of the building, and then we can park something in front of it as well.
Questions?
How many times would you visit this in like a week?
I'm sorry, sir?
How many times would you visit the garage in a week?
Every day.
It would be every day?
Yes.
How many trips would you say a day? Multiple times a day? Once
probably.
A day?
Probably. I live right across the road from it.
Gotcha. And you said it's 400 feet from...
400 or 500 feet at least from Sandy Cove Road, which is the main blacktop road there.
Know about how far it would be from a home? Did you take any measurements like that, or you have an approximation?
My home's across the road, probably approximately 75 feet.
So a 75 feet on top of the 400 to 500 feet, or?
No, just, so I live, so the building that that you have the picture of, I live adjacent to it.
Gotcha.
Across the street. And that's the other reason for liking to have the building there close by the home.
I'm trying to understand the special use exemption here. Is it just because there's, it's just the right to use it as a,
so
as
there's
a storage?
There's a special provision in the AR zoning code for special use exceptions for private garages that are greater than 900 square feet and have four or more automobiles. So they would have to, applicant in this case has to seek a special use exception for that. It's not related to the size of the property. It's just something that someone can ask for.
Thank you.
And to cut off one of Dr. Carson's questions, there is no requirement that it's a temporary special use exception. So I know you usually like to ask that question.
You're going to put this right next to your other little building you have out there, you said? I thought I heard you say.
Yeah, the building that there was a picture up earlier of, it would actually mimic that building identically.
Has anybody ever complained about the building since it's been up? No site. I know it's, I realize it's far away from, nobody's claiming about any sites being blocked from the road, nothing like that. Thank you.
Doesn't really block anybody's but my own. Unfortunately or fortunately, we have the field there and we actually enjoy looking across the field. So
Mr. Cox, just for clarification then, where is the building, the current building on that property? It's that, I don't know what it is. Is that it right there?
No, it's further up. It looks like maybe a little white spot up and to the left. Is that all right to walk over and touch?
Sure.
You point?
Yeah, you can walk over there and point.
It's actually where these vehicles are parked right here.
Okay, so does this picture show or not show the building that's currently built?
It does not show it. That was kind of the other thing. We have a lot of things kind of scattered around, and it would make things look a little better if they were inside. And
so you're across the street towards,
yeah,
towards that lagoon end, is that,
yes,
correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Are there any utilities on this property?
Water, there is just electricity that we just ran to that building. There's no other utilities now.
So your intention for having the additional four spaces plus, I'm going to call it the connector lean-to in between, is for your personal vehicles and?
That's correct, just
property
personal
have
items.
Do you have any aspirations of turning this into commercial use?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. There would be any lights or anything on the buildings, outside lights?
We do have one light, the new building that we did put up in the middle shining towards the street. We were going to do, it's not on there yet. We'll go in the middle bay. I don't know if you can zoom in, but I think the wires stuck out. And then the other building would be the same way. We're trying to mimic it to make it look identical, and the other building would have a cupola on top as well. And then there is a vinyl fence to the left of this building. We did blacktop in front of it, and then the other building would be mimicked the same way. The vinyl fence would go the other way as well. And connect to a fence that's there now.
Have you talked to any of your neighbors?
Just people in the park there.
Okay. There's no homeowners association or anything here?
There is not.
I kind of think so. All right.
Mr. Cox, are you building the building yourself, or is someone doing it for you?
I have somebody, Pole Buildings Unlimited, who put up the one. They will put the other one up as well.
Okay, thank you.
Think it, you don't believe this pole building will have any negative impact on traffic?
No, not whatsoever. It's all the items that we're going to use and put in there are actually already there.
And again, I know Dr. Carson asked you that it's not commercial use. This is only for your private use.
That's correct. Just my own private use.
And I just am looking at the aerial here. I want to understand the neighborhood. Looks like we have, you said there's Bayshore Mobile Home Park is across the street.
Correct.
That it looks like there's a lagoon there as well.
Correct.
Across the street. I see woods on your property as well as woods on some adjacent properties as well. Are those protected, or are those just woodlands? What are those areas?
The woods on my property are just woodlands. The woods adjacently is actually owned by the county. It's part of the James Farm, if you're familiar with the James Farm. I believe they lease that to the Center for the Inland Bays.
And it looks like there's some tennis courts nearby as well?
That would be on Sandy Cove Road, yeah.
And you had said it's 400 to 500 feet from the road, but I'm guessing you mean Sandy Cove Road?
Sandy Cove Road.
Not Caroline Road?
No, it's only 35 feet off of Sandy, of Caroline Road.
And have you had any complaints about the existing building that's been there?
No, everybody says how nice it looks, actually.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Thank you.
May I have a seat? Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13016 for Mr. Brett Cox and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13016 for Brett Cox for the special use exception exemption. I do not believe that the approval will substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring or the adjacent properties.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Lovengoff?
I agree.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 4-0, sir, your case is approved. Yeah, you can both leave if you'd like.